You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We're going to be talking to today the very lovely, the very brilliant, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How the heck are you, Christy?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Dan?
Well, things are fine. Of course, we're right in the middle of a hot, hot summer, aren't we?
Yes, it has been quite hot. I'm glad I have a friend who's a cool.
There you go. But you know what? I say it's just, you know, this is life in Minnesota, because from, you know, six minutes rather, and boy, wouldn't that be something. Six months from now, everybody's going to be going, oh, it's so cold and slippery out.
I know. And, you know, we just have to enjoy it while we have it, because we have one of those states that just get a little of both.
That's right.
The cold and the hot.
Yeah. And it's not boring at all, is it, because of those changes?
No, it's not. It's a very interesting state and a great place to live.
That's what I say, too. Thank you. That's what I say.
Yes.
Well, today we're going to get right into the meat of things, and we're going to talk about our topic of the day, and that's buying a home when you have a home to sell, because that is can be a complicated issue, can it?
Well, it can, and, you know, I do it quite often. I've been in real estate long enough that, you know, I have some first-time home buyers, but a lot of them are move-up buyers. And so I would say, you know, a large majority of our business is people doing this. So we really have found ways to help people get through it, because it's not super easy. It's hard enough moving, but the thought of, you know, when they get excited about, okay, we've just made the decision, we want something different. Well, how do we do it? That's kind of the big question that comes into play. So what I like to do is I like to say, you know, I'll get calls from people and they'll be like, hey, we want to go see this house, and they're past clients. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I know you guys have a house to sell. So, you know, we can go see it, but then we need to talk about how you're going to do this, because there's different ways to do it. And I don't think people always put the cart before the horse sometimes. They just kind of go forward thinking, well, I want to make this move and I like this house, so how do I buy it? So I try to get, you know, people to, if they're even thinking about this as an upcoming thing, to call us and talk to us and discuss what are the options, what are the ways to do this. Because it's much easier for first-time home buyers. I mean, you're in an apartment, you've got a lease, or you're living with parents or something, and just go buy something, and you don't have to worry about that. But when you're ready to move up to something different, it's a lot more difficult. There's a lot of things involved. So I've kind of got three different, you know, ways that I tell people you can buy it. And I'm going to just tell you all three up front, and then we'll go into more details. But the first one is one where you sell first.
Okay.
You sell your house because you want to know how much you have out of it, and then, you know, you may have to go into a rental and or something, possibly. But some people prefer to sell first. Another way is to put in a contingent offer, and that means contingent on you selling your house. And then the third way is you buy before you sell your house. So you either get a swing loan against your current house if it's paid off, or there's a program that I have a lender that does a lot with me that has a program where you can buy first and then do it that way. So I think, you know, going into these in more detail, you know, the first one, the selling first, oh, that's a tough one, too. It's more for, I don't see people doing it that often. I mean, unless they totally have parents they can go move in with, you know, or they're going to move to another area and they want to sell. A lot of people don't want to do that, because if you've got kids or you've got pets, the idea of selling and then if you haven't found the right house to move into, a lot of people don't want to sell first.
Okay, and then that's almost like you have to move twice then, isn't it?
Most of the time. I mean, I do have two people in rentals right now that are building. So we sold their house, and they won't go forward building the house unless their house is sold. So, you know, they now are in rentals and short-term rentals, you know, so we've got a few places. And for somebody who's going to possibly build, that's probably the way they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I've got almost three people, one other one that's going into one that's going to build. So that's an option, you know, and sometimes you have to do it that way. You know, a lot of people don't think they can find a rental, though, if they have pets or they don't want to move twice. They can put all their stuff in a pod, or most of their stuff, the stuff that they can live without for a few months while they wait for the right house. So there's ways to do it to make it less difficult, but it's not fun. Not a fun way to do it. And sometimes it's necessary, though, and they have to. The other way is, you know, you can find a house that comes on the market and write a contingent offer. Contingent means I will buy your house when mine sells. The biggest problem that I run into with this one is the people that want to buy the house don't have their house ready to put on the market. And if you write a contingent offer, you have to have your house on the market within 3 to 5 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was I was going to ask you, how does that work in today's, you know, business climate of especially, you know, buying and selling a house when they're moving so fast?
Well, most sellers won't accept a contingent offer. That's the other problem with this plan.
Okay.
If you've got a house that's in a price range that's moving fast and it's selling fast, and you put it on the market and somebody comes in and says, well, I'll give you an offer, but it's contingent on me selling mine, what's the likelihood a seller brand new on the market is going to take that when they've got other people looking at their house?
Right.
Not much.
Right.
You know, I mean, either that or you'd have to give them one heck of an offer. I find on houses that are sitting there a little bit longer that maybe didn't sell for some reason or another right away, like in the first few weeks, they get a little more anxious. Maybe if it's been sitting there a little bit, they might be more open to a contingent offer. But the problem with trying to go only in with contingent offers is that you might miss out on the really good ones because mm-hmm. they sell too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of, you know, are you, and then if you write a contingent offer, you get your house on the market, they can still bump you.
Okay.
So they can still show the house. And if they get another offer, they give you notice. You have, usually it's like 2 days to get your house sold with no contingencies, not even inspection, or you get bumped. So it doesn't really hold the house. It kind of gives you a false sense of hope that you're going to get that house.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it works out, but it's harder to do it. And sometimes you're playing chicken with the market. You find a house you like, you write a contingent offer, you put yours on, you get bumped. Well, then you start over, you take your house off the market, and then you find another one a year later that's, you know, and you write a contingent offer again, you know, so you're kind of playing this game of trying to find one that'll take a contingent offer. And some people have to do that because maybe they've, you know, their situation is they need to find somebody that will take a contingent offer. So there's times where it works, but it's not a foolproof plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also stressful to buyers if they get bumped from a house and they totally fall in love with the house, or they fall in love with looking at a house and they won't take a contingent offer and somebody else buys it. Then they get kind of let down. So it can be difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. Or they can email me at Christy Hill, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y Hill, or Christy Lundby, L-U-N-D-B-Y, at edinarealty.com.
Okay. So kind of reviewing plan number two that you were talking about, the contingency.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that used to a popular way? But, I mean, nowadays with the current, you know, environment, it isn't really the best way to go.
In a market where houses aren't selling super fast, it can work. And also in the higher price ranges in Hastings, they're not moving as fast, like closer to four or over. And so sometimes it might work in those price ranges, although we've had quite a few right around four that have sold fast still. So some of them are sitting there a little bit. Some over the four mark, you know, might be more willing to look at a contingent offer. So it does happen occasionally, and sometimes you get a seller that's willing to do it. It's just harder to get them to do it if it's brand new on the market.
Okay.
So the other way, the third way, and I've had a lot of people do this, is, you know, if, let's say their house is paid off and they want to buy a one-level townhome and they're downsizing. Well, they can get a swing loan. They can go to their bank, or we can recommend somebody and get a swing loan against their current home so that they can buy first, because everybody would prefer to buy first, because then you know you've got what you want and you're not going to put your house on the market until you've got it. Okay. So that's, you know, a less stressful way in the resolve that you know what you're getting.
Okay.
But for some people, the thought of that stresses them out because they could have double payments for some time.
I was going to say, so that's like making two house payments at a time, huh?
Well, it depends on how you strategize the house. I also have a lender who's got a program where I've had a lot of people do this, where if the, you have to qualify for both houses, but if your income's way up from when you bought your old house and you've got a lot of equity, it's possible many people are able to do this, where you only have to put 5% down on the new house, and then you, you know, write the offer non-contingent, you get the house, and then a couple weeks later you put your house on the market, and then you can close on the new house with the 5% down, and then when your house closes, they can take the equity out of your house and re-amortize the loan.
Okay.
That's actually what I did when I bought about almost, gosh, 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
Well, I think it's going to be 4 years.
Wow. Seems
so
like yesterday.
It's a nice, I know. So that's a nice way to do it, but not everybody can qualify for both houses. I'm amazed how many people can, because I probably have 3 people doing this right now.
Wow.
You know, yeah, I have a house in Rosemont that is, or actually just closed yesterday. And they bought first with that program. I've got another 2 other people, one that bought one, and then they're closing the end of July. And so, you know, it's just kind of strategizing, because if, let's say it's the end, you write an offer right next week, mid-July. If you put it to close September 3rd, your first payment wouldn't be till November 1st.
Okay.
So the likelihood of you having double payments is not real high if you get your house on the market pretty soon.
Okay.
So there's ways to strategize it so you don't really end up... I haven't had many people have to have double payments. I think I've had one that did a swing loan where they were going to have, like, it wasn't that program, but they did a swing loan, and then I think they had to make $1,000 interest-only payment before they closed on their house, you know, so it wasn't too bad. But I can't tell you if I've had anybody that's had to make double payments because the houses are selling so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's hard to, for some people that are very conservative, it's really hard for them of the idea that they could have double payments, and it freaks them out.
Well,
and so they, yeah.
Like you mentioned that, you know, homes sell so fast. I mean, could a person, if they really had to, take, say, a swing loan out for maybe 30 days or whatever, defer, you know, just take that total loan out for, say, 60 days or something, and then pay it, you know, then they have 60 days to pay for, to sell their house, and then they can pay it out of the proceeds?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it. I mean, it's
okay. That
it's
would
a little complicated. It depends on the way that they do it, like if you do a swing loan or if you do the 5% down program. So it's, you know, I think the swing loan works best for people that maybe have their first house, like, almost paid or paid off, you know, and they're kind of downsizing. That's when the swing loan works really good, because they can put a swing loan against your current home. And then you can, you know, I had somebody who did that recently, and they wanted to work on the house they were buying, so they wanted to close on that before they even got theirs on the market so that they could
Oh, sure.
You know, so it really depends on a lot of moving details. So, and then there's just so many details. Like, do you move out before you close on the new house? I've got one right now where they're a family of two families melding together. So there's going to be five kids.
Hmm.
And so
cheaper by the half dozen, huh?
Yeah. So she wants to definitely close on her new house before they sell her house so that they can get all the kids moved into the new house that fits them instead of this crowded house with stuff. So they want to get into the new house first so that they can get all the stuff out to have their house look the best. So that's one where we're closing that August 3rd on the one they're buying, and then they're hoping to have it on the market August 15th. So they've got a couple, like a week and a half to get things out and get theirs on the market. So their first payment closing August 3rd will not be until October 1st.
Okay.
So if they put theirs on the market August 15th, is it likely that we'll get it closed by October 1st? Probably pretty likely. They're in a first-time homebuyer price range. They're in the, you know, 220 range. So theirs will probably sell pretty darn fast.
Okay.
So, well, there's just so many details.
I was going to say, it goes to show, however, that really today there's a lot of options in buying and selling your home. It isn't as black and white as what it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different, options that people have.
Well, yeah, and you really have to figure out and, you know, talk with a realtor and say, what's the best way for us to do it? And go over the options with them so that you know, and then sit down and talk about it and go, what do we feel comfortable with? What's the best way for us to do this? Because there's ways to do it. So that's what we're here for, is to help you figure out what works the best for your family. You know, but I just want people to know that there are options out there, because you can't put the cart before the horse, though. And I do hear that, you know, I'll get the call, hey, we want to go see this house, and they're all gung-ho, but they haven't thought it all through. So I just like to put it out there if you ever want to talk about it, if anybody wants to meet and talk about it or over the phone or whatever, just call us.
And Christy, we've run out of time, but how can folks get a hold of you? What is that phone number?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. And you can you can call our office, which is 651-437-2121.
And just ask for any of the Lundby Hill team.
Yes, absolutely.
It's been fun, Christy. Thank you. Boy,
yes.
That went fast, didn't it?
I know. I'm like, is it already done?
It is. Oh, it is. You have yourself a great day. You've been listening to Talk
you
Real
too.
Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We had today we were speaking with Christy Lundby Hill of the Lundby Hill team. And again, if you want to get a hold of Christy, her cell phone 651-216-4676, or you can call Edina Realty at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anyone on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.